Every year, the City of Gillette and the Gillette News Record team up to host a City Holiday Lights Contest. People can nominate themselves, friends, or neighbors. Then, seniors from the Campbell County Senior Center go out and judge the holiday lights. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler brings us this holiday audio postcard from the judging.
Thank you, everybody. This is exciting. We're getting ready to go.
I'm Ann Rossi, the executive director of the Campbell County Senior Center. I've been doing it for 12 years now with the seniors. The newspaper will provide those addresses to the city. The city is awesome because they will then put them on GPS so we can find the houses easily. And we'll ask seniors to sign up to come out and judge the lights. And tonight we had 15 that were interested. And then we will divvy them up in the vehicles, and then boom, we all go out and take a look.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go through, your navigator is going to write down the address and a couple little notes so we can remember what that particular house looked like.
Do I have paper?
The drivers are going to run out and get a picture, and everybody has about six houses you're going to look at. Before we even get back here, you need to decide your top two houses that you liked. So there'll be 10 of them. We'll put 10 of them up on the screen. We'll come back for hot chocolate and cookies, and of the 10, we'll pick the top three.
I'm Mary Jo Youngland, and I'm always there for fun. The displays in the yard is what we're judging them by, and the lights and the theme. And the overall presentation of the lighting. I don't like a lot of clutter myself, but then a lot of the others, the more lights, the merrier. I just think that the center does so much for us and gives us so much. You know, we are very blessed as elders here. And here's our first one here. The main theme looks like it's in blues, wouldn't you say? Blues and golds, maybe? As far as the blinking of the lights and there's the changing of stars on the top ceiling. And then the trees are down below on the lawns are in gold. And it's kind of a silver in it. It's not too much, but it's just a nice decoration, isn't it?
Are you guys ready?
We are, I think, aren't we?
Okay, well, let's put our next address in.
Oh, here. Oh, this is pretty. Well, it's got candy canes and trees. And they're all decorated in different colors. And we got some reindeer back here. Very homey.
So are they putting peppermint schnapps in there?
Did you do your own?
You
don't want
to sit down. It was just fun to get out for an evening of something different.
Same house, just a different angle. That's the one I picked. With the train and the Santa and the reindeer on the roof.
Some of them don't drive. Some of them don't have that opportunity to get out in the city and see all the creativity and all the lights. And I think some of it brings them back to when they would decorate and their kids and their families. And I think just the creativity and how far things have come from when they were younger, going out and decorating or looking at lights and things like that. A lot of people get into doing it and they enjoy doing it, but I don't think they always realize the impact that it has on the community and the people that aren't able to decorate or don't have a house to do it, or maybe the extra dollars to invest in the lights and so on. And it just puts a huge smile on their face that I hope the people that take the time to do their decorations, I know it means a lot to them, but to know and to understand how much it means to a lot of other people.
That was Catherine Wheeler and Gillette From the seniors' top 10 selections, fans voted for the People's Choice Award at the Gillette News Record and the City of Gillette's Facebook pages. That winner, along with the seniors' own top three, will be announced on December 22nd.